Our next news items include how the city is told it must go green in 2022, how a heart attack led to a great friendship, and how five major projects are set to change Norwich in the next year.
A climate change expert calls for urgent action to tackle climate change. Asher Minns, Executive Director of the Tyndall Centre for Climate Change Research, which has a base at the UEA, is the co-chair of Norwich Climate Change Commission, which meets for the first time next month. It is being backed by Norwich City Council and made up of 10 independent experts, from analysts and business bosses to people from the arts and biodiversity, to help develop projects and infrastructure for the city's journey to net zero carbon. Mr. Minns, who lives in Norwich and has been involved in climate change research for the past 25 years, said, "Everything is to play for. Action needs to be taken for us to be climate ready and reduce emissions. The curve in emissions needs to bend downwards by 2030. Norwich has a willingness to do this. We need to implement solutions. It is about what we do on the ground now." He said the most important aspects of the long-term commission were to tackle improving air quality and public transport, enhancing green space, and making homes more sustainable in terms of how they are heated. The commission will also involve people across the city through holding public events.
A decade ago, he was starting his long journey of recovery after being brought back to life from two heart attacks in one day. And such was the gratitude of Helsdon man Chris Hardesty to the paramedic who saved his life the first time round, he said thank you in person, a meeting which proved to be the beginning of an enduring friendship. 10 years later, Mr. Hardesty and Kevin Watkinson from Attleborough, as well as their families, remain as close as ever. Mr. Hardesty was described as a, quote, "a chap with a heart of gold who would do anything for anyone," unquote, by Mr. Watkinson, who has been a paramedic with the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust for 18 years. They first came into contact after Mr. Hardesty fell ill while working on a kitchen with his son. Despite feeling unwell, he told his son not to call an ambulance and to drive him home instead. But his son ignored his dad's instructions, and Mr. Watkinson quickly arrived at the family home with a colleague and immediately identified that the 55-year-old was having a cardiac arrest. Quote, "Kevin took one look at me and said, 'You're having a heart attack and need to go to hospital.' He was so kind and calm," unquote. After 30 minutes of work to stabilise Mr. Hardesty in his home, he had a heart attack in the ambulance in front of his wife and was resuscitated in a couple of minutes through chest compressions and a defibrillator. Later that day, he also had to be brought back to life again during an operation at the Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital while two stents were put into an artery. Despite leaving hospital 2 days after the operation and months of rehabilitation, Mr. Hardesty said it took him several years to recover, mainly because the ordeal affected his confidence and mental health. But around 6 months after leaving hospital, Mr. Hardesty went to the Cossey Ambulance Station, determined to thank Mr. Watkinson in person. It was an emotional meeting. Mr. Hardesty is grateful to have survived. His heart is now healthy, and he added, "It is unbelievable what paramedics do. We owe them so much." Mr. Watkinson said how nice it was to get a thank you from Chris, but he was just doing his job, and emphasised the importance of calling 999 if people felt chest pain, because, quote, "time is crucial," unquote.
Norwich is a city in a constant state of development, and 2022 looks to be no different. New schemes are announced often, with temporary arenas, thousands of homes, and a new hotel all set to make progress this year. Here are five major projects that you can expect to see more of. Anglia Square. Plans to redevelop this area hit a stumbling block when controversial proposals were rejected by the Secretary of State, and Western Homes, the company behind this scheme, unveiled fresh proposals for the site with a raft of changes. The proposed height of the tallest building in the new plans will be just 8 storeys, 60% smaller than the original plans, and the amount of car parking spaces, homes and retail space have also been cut. The plans are expected to deliver around 11,000 homes and 4,000 square metres of retail and office space. If all goes to plan, they hope to start reconstruction later in 2022.
East Norwich Master Plan. This is a major project to build 3,500 homes and create 6,000 jobs in the city. Last year, councillors agreed to move on to stage two of the plan, a blueprint to guide development on major city sites. This second stage will look at an infrastructure delivery plan and the refining of the viability assessment, setting out the timings and costs. 4 key sites are included in the master plan: Carrow Works, home of the former Coleman's and Britvic factories, the Deal Ground and May Gurney sites in Trouse, and the utilities site between Thorpe Hamlet and Whittlingham.
The Block. A new 300-seat arena is set to come to the city, made entirely out of shipping containers. This multi-million pound venue is on the surface car park near Mountergate in Norwich and is expected to start holding events in Easter 2022 and has permission to be in place for 1 year. If the developers wish to continue beyond 2023, they will have to seek further planning approval.
New hotel. A multi-million pound 91-bed hotel in the centre of Norwich was given the go-ahead last July. Applicant Associated British Foods Pension Trustees Limited had plans approved for the hotel in Chamberlain House, above and behind Tesco Metro in Guildhall Hill. Empty offices in the Victorian building will be turned into hotel rooms, with an extension where the Superstore's loading yard is. There would also be a guest restaurant and 2 new retail units at the back. Work is expected to start in early 2022, with completion in 2023.
New homes. Plans have been submitted for hundreds of homes across 4 sites in Thorpe St Andrew. The outline plans have been put in for 575 homes in Langley North, 175 in Langley South, and 295 in Pine Banks, and a further 150 homes in Griffin Lane. Both Griffin Lane and Langley South would be accessed via Yarmouth Road, with a new roundabout proposed to serve the other 150 homes at the Griffin Lane site. The current Pine Bank site also includes the former sports centre, which has been unused since 2008 and has now become overgrown and derelict. It is expected the phased construction could take around 8 years.
And now to that feature we mentioned. Daniel Hickey writes about the latest book from a man who has all of Norfolk in his house.